Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. The Brewers play the Reds tonight as they look to extend their 12-game winning streak to 13. That would tie a franchise record. Joining us for Brewers 360 is the president and business operations at the Milwaukee Brewers. It's Rick Schlesinger. Boy, Rick, I assume everyone is just smiling every morning at the office, right? When you roll into work every day, you're just, everyone's in a good mood. No one's having any problems.
Winning streaks tend to do that. So, you know, everybody's looks better. You know, your family looks better. Your kids behave. Your dog doesn't smell. Everything's good. Yeah. So It's a lot of fun. I know the fans are excited. We're all fans of the front office, so we're very excited as well.
Now, are you in Cincinnati in case things go the right way the next few days?
No, I'm actually down in Florida, but I will be going to the Wrigley Field to see us play the Cubs, which is a major series of five games in 4 days.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible starting on Monday. But first, the three games against the Reds. Wanted to ask you, you guys unveiled some new information on Thursday regarding the Euchre game, which is a week from Sunday. And believe it or not, there are still some tickets available for that game.
Yeah, we've got a few that we released. We expect those to be sold out today. And the gates will open at 10:30. The program will start at 12:15. Obviously, the game is at 1:10. So want to make sure fans get there early enough, park, and sit in their seats for what's going to be a really impressive, incredible, you know, celebration of life hosted by Bob Costas. We'll have some amazing guests, some incredible videos. Special Euchre merchandise with proceeds going to charity, and special Euchre sort of memorabilia, some things that he had in his collection that I know he wanted the fans to see, and just a great way to honor, you know, the legend. And, you know, I know that all the players are excited to be part of it and see it. And again, we couldn't have a better legend than Bob Euchre to do all this for. So we're very excited to present it to all people on the 24th.
So yeah, 12:15 p.m. They want you in your seats. So do you have to, like, say that goes long, that pregame, do you have to, like, make a special request to MLB? Like, hey, do you mind if first pitch ends up being maybe 5 or 10 minutes later?
Yeah, we alerted Major League Baseball, and obviously they're very accommodating. We also alerted the visiting team, and they're very accommodating.
Sure.
And we think it'll go for, you know, 50 minutes. So we will start the game on time, but, we've scripted it out, and, everybody knows, we want to keep things going and not disrupt the players' cadence and the normal start times.
Oh,
but
sure.
I think we'll be in good shape.
So you mentioned that some tickets are still available for that game. I would imagine though, that they would sell out within, you know, hours, if not days.
Yeah, you're
just
moving. Yeah.
The fans have been so great, not only recently, but all season long. Like, what's that been like for you to witness?
Yeah, it's really great. I mean, we have great fans, as everybody knows, and they're supportive through tough times and good times. And obviously, those are good times. We, you know, all three games of the next weekend will sell out. And, probably the best opportunity for people is to quickly buy what's available for the weekend. And then we've got the Diamondbacks for a 4-game series, and then, you know, back on the road. So yeah, we're running out of home games to sell tickets, and, you know, we're running out of tickets to sell, which is a great problem to have. And hopefully this bodes well for a nice deep segment of games in October.
We should point out too that on that Saturday, August 23rd against the Giants, that's a big day too, because you got John Axford coming back.
Yeah, we're going to induct John into the Wall of Honor. Obviously had a great career, and was on the mound, was the winning pitcher in game 5 of the DS against the Diamondbacks when Tony Plush hit that great hit to Squirrel Gomez. Had great years with the Brewers, and great to honor him. And that also is the game where the first 25,000 fans are going to get the Euchre themed umbrella. So again, we'll have a sellout, and, you know, it's a great way to go into the weekend and, celebrate Euchre on the 24th.
Should also point out, we had Brewers general manager Matt Arnold on Brewers 360 on Thursdays. He always joins us on Thursdays. And he did mention the pocket pancakes. He said he did have a couple of those ones that you guys are offering now. He said they're pretty good.
Yeah, we want to make sure the fans know they're lint free. they meet with all health and safety standards. They are very good. I had some myself, and every Sunday for the rest of the season, we're going to offer them at two concession stands, and one on the first base field level and one on the third base field level. So, yeah, you know, Murph is sort of he's our best ambassador. Not only is he a great field general, but he's also, you know, he connects to the fans and also comes up with great promotions like pocket pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of bummed I'm going to miss out on the pocket pancakes. I have tickets for a Thursday game coming up. Any
you can
chance?
There's many Sundays left, so it's not just this Sun, you know, the next Sunday on the 25th. So we'll expect you back at the ballpark for another Sunday.
All right, I'll have to do that. Take the kids.
Well, Rick, congratulations on this great run. This is awesome. And it gave us chills yesterday because we also asked Matt, you know, when you hear so much about Mr. Baseball and Bob Uecker and all of that, one of the questions I asked him was, hey, don't want to take anything away from the players or the coaches on this crazy run that you guys have had, because clearly, like, that's just amazing what they've done on the field. But we asked him, you know, does Uecker get talked about, or is that thought of, or do you think there's some kind of emphasis there that is coming from Uke? And he was like, absolutely. He's like, we think about him every day. It was so heartwarming to hear that like, that isn't just some media creation, you know, how that can be where we try to make something out of nothing. But he says that Uke literally is constantly on the mind there at AmFam.
I think that's absolutely true. I mean, Uke was, the players loved him. He was a former player, so he could relate to them. And, you know, they knew he was a legend and he cared about the guys. And, you know, he was just part of the team, and he was the constant there. He was, you know, managers come and go, executives come and go. He was the one constant, and you know, the players understood his relevance and importance to the franchise. And yeah, he's talked about a lot. And you know, it's hard to explain how well we're playing. You know, you can use all the analytics you want, but it feels like there is some other power helping the Brewers along. And you know, there's an old movie called Angels in the Outfield, and who knows what, but it's great. And I know he's thinking and looking down on us and ensuring that we want to play well. So you know, if we don't need enough motivation, it's wanting to, you know, win it for Uke.
They have the best record in baseball by a lot. They're in first place by a lot. It is your Milwaukee Brewers, Brewers 360 with Rick Schlesinger. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Rick Schlesinger, the president of business operations for your Milwaukee Brewers. It's 8:50.